I am Melinda, the host of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. I am an attorney who put fear aside and dove headfirst into doing the work to become sober. Have you also let fear hold you back from becoming sober? Have you been worried that becoming sober will affect your career or just your everyday life? Or are you already sober and just want to listen to another professional sober woman navigate through sobriety and share stories and advice learned along the way? If so, this is the podcast for you. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite mocktail and let's get to work. Welcome to another episode of Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. So today I want to talk about one of the absolute best feelings that I have gotten since I've been sober. And that is the feeling of pride and success after going to a physical and even the dentist. I hate the dentist on a side note. I really do. I appreciate their work, but we'll get back to that. When I was drinking, I would always dread my physical. I would always dread going to the doctor. I would always dread going to get my teeth cleaned. Anything associated with my health, I dread it. Most of the times before I went to my doctor's office, I would just pray and hope that, oh God, please let my blood work come out okay. Please let me be okay. And let me get through this appointment without having to address my drinking. I would worry about my cholesterol. Why? Well, my cholesterol was high. I was on cholesterol medication. But when I was drinking, I did not take my medicine regularly. Yes, I'm a grown adult and I know that I needed to, but why didn't I? Because of my drinking. So I'd go to the doctor and I would be nervous and they'd always ask the question, oh, how much have you had to drink? And what would I say? Oh, you know, just the usual, a couple a week, maybe here or there, more maybe on the weekend, but not too much. Because obviously I couldn't tell the truth. Of course, I had to lie and say that, try to conform what I drank to what would be acceptable for the doctor. So there wouldn't be any more questions about my drinking. And I'd see them take it down to the computer and then I'd breathe a sigh of relief that I did not get questioned about my drinking. But then typically when the doctor was there, we'd go over the fact that I was, you know, overweight, I'm putting on weight, my cholesterol is not as good as it should be, my numbers aren't as good as it should be, how do I feel, am I working out, am I getting my water, you know, drinking enough water, all those questions where the whole time I'm sitting there thinking, I will do better next year. Okay, Melinda, you got to do better next year. You will lose the weight, you will drink more water, you won't drink alcohol, you know, all these false promises I'd make to myself. And I'd leave there feeling defeated. I would leave there feeling like I'm a loser. I'm such a loser. Like here I am in my mid-30s and I'm incapable of doing what I need to do. I have been eating like garbage, drinking, gaining weight, which is affecting my mental health and my physical health. I don't work out like I should. And it's showing, and I look like garbage because I feel like garbage. And my cholesterol, God, Melinda, you got to start taking your medication. Like, what are you doing? And I would be so hard on myself and down on myself. And then what would I do to make myself feel better? Well, let's go to happy hour. I need a pick-me-up, which clearly was not the solution to my problem. Or I'd go to the dentist. I'd go to the dentist, and the dentist would always give me the lecture, okay, you really need to floss, you need to floss, even though I swear to God, I tried to floss a few days before, but apparently that's not enough. And I would make the promises, yes, 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 oh, I floss, I do floss. Okay, clearly I did not floss. I was too, barely, honestly, like brushing my teeth at night. Like if I've been drinking and up, like I'm going to be honest, like as gross as it is, like there's nights I'd go to bed, forget flossing. Well, did I brush my teeth? And I would leave there thinking like, again, oh my God, I'm such a loser. Like, Melinda, you are in your mid-30s. You need to take care of your teeth. Like, what are you doing? You don't want to like lose your teeth and just, ugh. And then I just feel like garbage. And then I would go to happy hour, make myself feel better. So the same pattern was on repeat for years. It was 4 years. And it made me just so self-conscious about my body. It made me self-conscious about my health. It made me self-conscious about anything really. And that I just, the only time I felt any reprieve is when I had some of my wine. So in sobriety, it was great. I felt, you know, going to my doctor's appointment, this time around, I was feeling confident, you know, like, okay, this is good. You know, you got this. You're actually taking your cholesterol medication appropriately. You're showing up for yourself. You're doing what you need to do. So I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to rock it. I go into my doctor's appointment and they ask the question and I am like so proud of myself. I'm like, I haven't been drinking. I quit drinking. And they're like looking at me like, okay, great. Like no response. And I'm like, well, okay, you only had a couple drinks anyway. And I'm like, oh, about that. That was a lie. Like that was not the truth. I actually drank more than that. And I wasn't getting the parade that I wanted or thought I deserved, but it was hard because it was hard for me to admit that I had lied to them, that I had, here I am so proud of like something that has taken so much work to become sober and that I'm so incredibly excited about. And I had to admit, yeah, for years, I've never told you the truth. So I secretly had this huge alcohol problem that
nobody even knew about. So that was definitely interesting for me to be forthcoming. And then at the dentist, one thing that I noticed too is that I was better with flossing. I actually took the time to floss. So then I was getting much, much better with flossing and I did not get the lecture. I couldn't believe it. I, in probably 30 some odd years, have never gone to the dentist and not gotten a lecture. So that made me feel good. So I saw, and I was beginning to see a pattern that the more the intentional I was with taking care of myself and doing the things that quite frankly, our basic necessities to survival, brushing my teeth regularly, flossing, taking my medication, working out, eating better, being conscious of my health and putting my health first, I was starting to see results. So in the last year and a half, I've had a couple different doctor's appointments. And one thing that I also wanted to have done, and I waited and I was toying with the idea, I was like, I really want a complete blood panel done. Because I always had this fear. I had a fear looming in my mind of, you know, what damage did you do? What damage did you do to your body when you were putting your drinking first and you were ignoring basic necessities? So it took some work because, long story short, my primary would not approve ordering all these blood tests that I wanted, but I did end up getting my blood tested and I found out that I did have a thyroid issue and that I potentially... And I have Hashimoto's disease. And I was concerned. And I was had this the shame. I had the blame game going on where I was like, did my drinking do this? Did all this that I did to myself, like knowingly put my body through, did I cause myself to be sick? And that was scary for me. That was a hard wake up reality where I am now thinking all this time that I spent to continue drinking and ignoring what was in front of me and ignoring the risks, ignoring the reality of it. Did I cause myself a situation or to be sick unnecessarily? Did I do something that I could have easily prevented by not drinking? And that was really scary for me. And I was like, you know what? Again, I can't go backwards. I can't undo the past. I can't change my health or where I'm at with it. I can only do what I can with these circumstances. So I vowed that I was going to do everything I could to hopefully not have to go on medication and to see what extent can I reverse this? What extent can I make this, minimize the effects of it? Like, what can I do to make it better? And so through a lot of research and talking to doctors and work, I did what I had to do. I ended up cutting gluten out of my diet. I cut gluten out. I ended up also finding I was lactose intolerant, which is crazy that after all these years, I didn't realize that I was allergic to lactose, which is just so funny because I think like, oh, you mean all those times that I was hungover and sick to my stomach, it might've also been this. Like it was just so crazy to me that I might've had that issue for years and had no idea. So I started to be very intentional with how I ate and making sure I could do what I could to minimize the progression and effects of the Hashimoto's disease. And within 3 months, I saw a vast difference. And I went to the doctor last week after reviewing my blood results again after 3 months of my change in diet. And I couldn't believe how proud I was of myself because I heard a phrase from my doctor that I've never heard: keep doing what you're doing. And that made me, I mean, honestly, I wanted to cry. I was so excited to hear that. I was just so incredibly proud that for the first time in my life at 39 years old, I am doing what I need to do. I am doing something where I'm seeing drastic changes in my health. I'm doing something where I see drastic changes in my body. I feel stronger than I've ever felt. I feel more confident than I've ever felt. I feel mentally better than I've ever felt. And I just was so proud of myself because I did this. I did this work. And I was talking to women in my sober community and they were just like, oh my God, how did you find it hard to cut out gluten? And I just was like, I'm a huge bread person. So anyone that knows me personally knows I love bread, but this is what I thought. I went into my health issues with the perspective of I lost too much time doing things that damaged me. I want to feel the absolute best that I can. And I truly mean this when I say this. If I can quit drinking, I can quit anything. I can do pretty much anything, because quitting drinking was the hardest thing I had to do. And if I need to quit gluten to be healthier, I can absolutely do that. And I never once doubted myself. And that also is another side effect of sobriety, is my confidence level. I never doubted my capability in that. So I said, if I can quit drinking, I can do anything. And that is something that a core belief I have now, that I take with me in everything that I do, that if I remain sober, there's nothing I can't accomplish. So it's just funny. I look back on the idea of my doctor's visits and the idea of my dentist visits. And while it used to be something that I absolutely dreaded, I don't dread it anymore. Because at the end of the day, I know I'm doing the best that I can. And it's not going to be a situation where I'm sitting there with the coulda, woulda, shoulda, I wish I did this, I wish I didn't do that. I'm sitting there in front of the doctor saying, I am literally doing everything I can to better myself. And I will say this, it definitely has changed the experience. It makes me feel not afraid to go to the doctors, and changes something that I used to dread into something that I don't mind at all. Thank you so much for listening to Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. Did you like the conversation and what you heard and want to hear more? Well, make sure to subscribe and follow Women's Work, A Sober Perspective. But also, if you have any ideas of future episodes, please email podcastwomenswork@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.